Hello and welcome back to Badass Bitches Tarot for the week of November 24th through November 30th. I'm your host, Cardi B. As many of you may already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in Manhattan. I began learning tarot when I was still in grade school, and since then I've turned that hobby into a tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardi B, as well as various tarot products and events. So we are officially in Sagittarius season, which everyone knows is my favorite. I am an obnoxious Sagittarius rising, and I love to state that because it's my favorite. It's party time, it's, you know, holidays, it's Yule, Hanukkah, Christmas, all the fun stuff happens, or at least we begin to celebrate those holidays. Sometimes they fall on the latter part and go into Capricorn, but you know what I'm saying. It's a really fun party season. We are officially in Sag since Friday, this past Friday, and the new moon in Sagittarius is coming up Tuesday the 26th. We had our full moon in Taurus a few weeks ago, November 12th, and since then we've been in that waning period, meaning the moon's light appears to be getting smaller, and that's really when we release and clear, and kind of, you know, just we want to set up that clean slate for the next moon cycle for that new moon in Sag, which is literally my favorite of the year. So it's a great time to continue to clear and release any remaining debris that Scorpio season may have brought up for us. And, you know, just releasing that lingering, excessive clutter. It doesn't even have to be super negative, but just things you want to clear out so we can set up that clean slate and get ready to receive and party it up in true Sagittarius style. So let's look at the last week, the very last week of our November's card. So we still are working with that Scorpio ruled death card, since we're, you know, we follow the cards through the entire month. And the death card demonstrates the power in death and rebirth, as we're likely, you know, most of us already have experienced this already, some pretty powerful energetic shifts and transformations through the month of November. And Scorpio's water-ruled energy often can bring up a lot of emotional turmoil and issues, but also when we really dive into that, it provides a lot of clarity in how we either release or transform that energy. And that's, to me, like why the death card is one of my favorite major arcana cards. Our other card for November from the first of the year in our 2019 annual overview was the Temperance card. And this is, you know, known for the card of moderation, but it's really also the alchemist of the deck. So, you know, we see this angel in my deck, Gwyneth Paltrow, because she's, you know, got this like mom goop, all of this conscious uncoupling. She's very balanced. But in the traditional deck, it's that angel of temperance that's pouring water from one cup into the other with one foot on land and one in the water. So it really is alchemizing, you know, knowing when to get into the water energy, the emotions, and when to ground and root on land, knowing when to get in there and mix things up, and when to step back and observe. And I think that this card, it's a really nice balance to all of that work that we do in the death energy. And it's also a great card for November, considering, you know, we had a lot of intensity with Scorpio. Mercury was in retrograde. We have the holidays coming up with a lot of, you know, craziness. It's a lot of expectations, a lot of family time, which can be good and can be stressful at the same time. So the astrological energies, as well as just what's going on kind of culturally with the holidays, kind of really works with temperance and reminding us it's okay to step back and observe. Sometimes it's okay to take breaks, and it's okay to know when to like get in there and, you know, use your voice and, you know, open your heart and throat chakra as needed, but also know when to step back and observe. So for our last card of the week for November, let's take a quick look. The Star card. Okay, I think we had her back in the summer, not too long ago. I love this card. In the traditional OG deck, or what I call the OG deck, Smith Rider Waite, the star shows a naked woman kneeling at the side of a lake, and she has a container of water in her left hand, and the receiving hand, and one in her right or her giving hand. And she has one foot, similar to temperance, on the earth and one in the water, representing standing in and feeding consciousness. The foot in the water, as she pours into the lake, kind of is representing her intuition. And the OG card also has one large star surrounded by seven others around it in the artwork, and those are said to represent the seven chakras. Astrologically, the star card is ruled by Aquarius and therefore connected to the planet of Uranus and Saturn. Like Aquarius, who's also a water bearer, you know, that's kind of the symbol in astrology, but ruled by air, the star card embodies both elements with that intuition of water and that forward motion of air. In the Badass Bitches Tarot, this card I chose to illustrate as Zenobia Simmons, celebrity psychic and one badass bitch. If you haven't already, check out Zenobia on our podcast, episode 39. I chose her for the star for many reasons. The star is one of the most psychic cards in the deck. Zenobia is a well-known, she's been on Lifetime on Bravo. And I've learned a lot from her about tarot. She's definitely one of my mentors. The star, it's just, you know, it has that that intuition, that psychic clarity. And the star also follows the tower in the major arcana and is a reminder to be patient, because even in those periods of downfall and loss, the star is waiting on the other side, knowing that once we've learned those lessons, we can fully receive the magic and spiritual connection of the star. For this reason, I also say it represents patience and divine timing. It's often, you know, when you're like, oh, why is this happening to me, or how much longer? It's like, it's happening as long as it needs to happen for you to learn the lessons. And by the time you get to the star, that becomes so clear. And then you kind of have this just gratitude and feeling of generosity. So the star also often represents wanting to give back to the collective, because you've received so much through your journey. And by the time you hit the star, you're like, oh, thank you. How can I share this? How can I help? So I think this card it's so beautiful. I'm so happy we have this, especially for the first official week of Sagittarius season. Like, this is perfect. It's the perfect way to exit out of Scorpio into Sag. And with November's Scorpio rule death card vibes combined with that, you know, challenging Mercury retrograde period, it was likely that a lot of us may have had to revisit elements of our past. And that could be relationships, patterns, self-sabotaging habits, just things that, you know, we know are there, that are kind of under the surface, under those deep Scorpio waters, but maybe we didn't want to deal with or didn't want to fully look at directly for a while. And Scorpio season really kind of makes it almost unavoidable to you know, not do that work. One of my go-to spiritual healers, Phil Good, gave an energy update this past week, explaining he does kind of like where the energies are, you know, what's going on sometimes astrologically, sometimes with energy portals. And he was speaking about this specific moment in time, the very end of Scorpio and Sag, that there are a lot of karmic agreements and soul contracts that are coming to an end. And that means they're either up for exit or for renewal. Kind of like, you know, when you're in an apartment and your lease comes up and you have to decide, am I happy here? Is this aligned? Or have I outgrown this? Am I ready to like upgrade to a bigger space? I have a very challenging friend. Those of you who are frequent listeners, you may hear me talk about my sweet, well-meaning muggle friend who does not believe in anything mystical. She's can be kind of negativo and kind of, you know, kind of victim mentality, but she's so kind at the core, and I've always seen this, but she's a challenge. She's definitely been a big karmic contract for me, and she's very comfortable with receiving, but not so comfortable giving. And that includes giving compliments, picking up tabs, or even just reaching out to say hello. But she is, as I said, extremely comfortable taking. And after in Scorpio season, I really was like, I want to take a big assessment. And, you know, it's the end of the year, it's before we're going into 2020. And I want to take a step back and make a conscious effort to observe, slash read, not make Sagittarius rash decisions, because sometimes I'm just like, all right, I'm done with that, moving on, which is very Sag in the negative and in the shadow side. But I was like, I'm going to just really observe these things that kind of feel energetically crunchy and not really aligned, and see, is it because I need to learn lessons still, or is it because literally the contract is expired? So we used to share a common client. And so we would see each other quite frequently, and we no longer do. So it's been an entire month that we don't, you know, quote unquote, work together. And I was like, I'm going to step back and observe. I'm going to use our temperance card, right? And do that, knowing when to get in there. And I often am too much of the alchemist, where I'm like, mix it up more, speak your truth. And I was like, I'm going to step back and observe. And in 1 month, she never asked nor text, how are you? Not once. In that time, my little dog Lola the Dom Pom had a surgery. She's fine. Thank you for any of you who had concern over that, but didn't reach out, didn't even know that happened, never asked. A family member passed away of a sudden heart attack. I had some great news too, some massive cosmic wins and big successes for my tarot business. And none of these things she knows because she never asked once in a month, how are you? She did manage to ask for several favors from me, but never proceeded or followed up with a hi, I miss you, or a how are you. And I take ownership for this too, because I've been happy to plan and pay and give and take care of things in this friendship. I mean, that's my jam. I selfishly derive joy from taking care of people that I love. So I derive as much pleasure from that myself until it gets to the point where there's literally like nothing, not even a hi, how are you coming back to me. So at the end of Scorpio season, when I could feel this karmic contract coming up for renewal, she reached out to me for yet another favor, a work question, and I answered, and she quickly demanded, well, I need more than that. I need a backup. I need reasons, because the answer itself wasn't satisfactory. I then took this opportunity to like deeply breathe in and breathe out, and I was like, okay, I did the step back temperance for a month, and now I'm going to get in there and alchemize. And I shared what I was feeling, and you know that I was feeling a little used, and that the balance of our dynamic had felt off for quite a while. And I owned my side of the street and said, you know, I know that I haven't said anything, and I have set this up as well, but I hoped, you know, maybe I'm wrong here, and if I am, correct me, but if not, I really need to see some sort of energetic exchange. And that doesn't need to be a tit for tat, like I bought you dinner, you have to buy me dinner. Just, you know, my one of my best friends and incredible humans on the planet who is inspired, is the Queen of Cups in my deck, always says, we have a Michelin star feast at our table, but you've got to bring something and show up if you're going to eat. And that's all it is. It's whatever energetic exchange that is. And I explained, I just need some sort of energetic exchange, and I don't want to add stress or struggle to your life. And, you know, if honestly, if desiring a hey, how are you once in a while in return is too much of a strain, I would bow out and accept that. And either way, no matter what the outcome was, I was grateful for what we had shared and wished her so much new success in her new job. And the reply I got was, I'm sorry you feel that way. Unfortunately, I am who I am. Okay, so noted. And not what I had hoped for, but pretty direct and to the point. So you gotta appreciate that. And I then decided I'm not going to be able to renew our contract as is. Maybe it's time to scale it down to something different. And who knows what the future is going to bring. I'm open to that at all times, but I want to clear some space at my table for all of those who are excited to show up, especially with the Yuletastic Sag vibes of December. Like I want my badass bitches at that table, you know, having fun and just enjoying. And I know that the star does not directly follow the death card. And, you know, we have a couple of very challenging cards in between, namely Temperance, the Devil, and the Tower. But I am happy we have this card leading us into Sagittarius season, showing that when we do this work, you know, when we go through those deep waters of Scorpio and we have, like, we look at things and really examine them and say, what are the lessons? What are the best ways to move forward? What is, you know, in alignment? What is in my best and highest interests? We have the star literally waiting at the other side, holding up a cup of like refreshing Perrier water and saying, you did the work. Okay, now it's time. Now you can have your dance party in Sagittarius season. So I am happy about this card. To all of you who had some transitions and some challenges through Scorpio, I hear you, I feel you, and I'm so proud of all of you. I'm sorry that this episode, again, is a short one. I had a guest lined up who needed to reschedule. Merc Retro Shadow is still happening till December 7th. So yeah, beware of that. That can still have some communication and technological issues. But that being said, she will be back with us in December. And I wanted to get out this astrological and, you know, cards of the week and the energetic update regardless, because I know I have a lot of people that do comment and look forward to that. So even when it's not always planned, you know, as I planned it, I do the best and want to get you guys as much information as I can each week. So before we go, as always, we'll do our quick recap. We have Scorpio, our last week of that big death energy, big death energy, is that a thing? As we kind of, you know, continue through the end stretch of the waning moon of releasing and clearing and transforming things that, you know, may have outgrown, like a scorpion sheds its shell and kind of outgrows it. We're still in kind of that growth stint this last week. And we have Temperance on the other side reminding us, you know, when to go in there and mix things up and when to take some time and observe before we make any decisions. And that's really good to kind of step back and observe, especially when we were in Merc retrograde or if we were feeling very like hot-headed Scorpio passion. Temperance really encourages us to like take a step back, look at the big picture and know when it's time to get in there and alchemize. And this week, one of my favesies, the Star card, reminding us that even if we're a little battle scarred from Scorpio and Merc retro this month, there are rewards waiting that they weren't even ready for us until we cleared those levels. And now we're able to receive it going into this week. So I could not be more thrilled with our card of the week. Instagram lives, still Monday nights at 7:30. I've been on time, I think twice now in 2 weeks, and I've seen a big uptick in the viewers when I come on at the time I say I'm going to. So you guys, I'm going to do my best. My schedule is very hectic, but we all are. You know what? That's bullshit. I have the same amount of hours in a day that Oprah Winfrey does. So I'm not going to use that excuse. I'm going to do my best, and I will alert you if the time has to change. But 7:30 Monday night, tune in for your chance to get a free live mini reading. You can also send questions through in advance. I also have a ton of really fun events coming up in New York City and Toronto in December. My Canadians, I'm back December 12th through the 14th. I'm doing a big event with the Economic Club of Canada that I'm super psyched about. And if you cannot attend that, I will be doing private readings at what I consider my Torontonian office, the Windsor Arms. So come out and see me, DM me, or book a reading on my site. And I do a special for all my Canadians that when I'm there in Toronto, the readings are the value that I charge in US dollars in Canadian. So you get a big discount because I have so much love for Toronto. Hope to see a lot of you then. Stay tuned on at CardsEB on Instagram and my website, badassbitchestarot.com, for additional events and holiday tarot parties, etc., that I will be reading at. Happy, happy Sagittarius season. Oh, so excited for Sag season. I love you all so much. Thank you for listening. And as always, stay magical AF. We'll be right back.